When all the haying was finished, we brought the cattle back from the range. Then, sometime in the fall of the year, my dad would decide which cattle were to be sold. I cannot remember all the details, except that one year we took them to a railroad loading place near the Palina Ranch, and they were loaded and taken to Portland. A few years ago, a friend showed me where those stockyards were in Portland, and I tried to imagine my dad being there. He would stay overnight at the nicest hotel in Portland, and I think it was the Benson. I guess that happened each year, and it was well deserved, as that was our paycheck for most of the year in one lump sum. I know that Dad also sold some of the beef and Ben to local meat markets. In later years, Dad had a truck that he used to haul some of the cattle to Ben or wherever he sold them. I'm just not too sure about that era. I also have a vague feeling that there were trucks that came to the ranch and picked some of the cattle up to take to market. Anyway, the main thing is that they were sold. During the summer, we had many people visiting the ranch. Some came for a few days and others for a week or two. There were always lots of people at that wonderful old house. I grew up knowing all my aunts and uncles and cousins. They came and went all the time, and my mother loved having them. Also, we lived within a few miles of the Shevlin Hickson Lumber Camp, which was to the east of Highway 97. The people who lived there often came to the ranch to go swimming or to picnic. My folks designated a few acres of grassy land on the Little Deschutes at the north end of the property and allowed families to come to fish, swim, or picnic there. Some years in the wintertime, they flooded a portion of the area and had an ice skating rink where people came from Bend and Lapine to skate. In the summer, they put in a wood floor platform and it was used as a dance pavilion. Again, people came from near and far to dance by lantern and moonlight. I have friends in Bend who still remember that era. I can barely remember it, only that I saw people dancing and I thought it was all wonderful. My dad's family, the Vanderverts,